Welcome to Music in a New World, America's Ethnic Traditions. In digital recordings made for this series, we'll hear immigrants throughout the U.S. show the musical gifts they bring to these shores. Our host is ethnomusicologist Carl Signell.
Ethnic musics in America are like 100 flowers. Each flower has its own fragrance, its own visual appeal, its own habitat. Even within the same species, one flower will flourish and another will languish, depending on many factors. This is the story in progress of three Chinese musicians transplanted to the United States. Every Saturday morning, you'll find Chinese music flourishing in Los Angeles at the Kaiser Health Center in Chinatown. A dozen or so Chinese-born youngsters are being trained by Puyuan Li. Purple Bamboo Melody, the Chinese ensemble trained by Puyuan Li. Mr. Li played the Chinese pear-shaped lute, the pipa, as a professional musician for 30 years in Hong Kong before coming to this country. It's hard to make a living that way here, he says, but music as a hobby has its advantages.
In Hong Kong, if they pay you, you must go there to pray. But here, if I don't like pray, I don't want pray, then I refuse that. If I like praise, I can, for my own choice. Yeah.
If Mr. Lui now plays Chinese music by choice, why are those Chinese youngsters playing, especially since few of them were interested before coming here?
In Hong Kong or in Taiwan, they have no chance to learn Chinese music. But after they immigrate here, the everyday contact with the Western, that they've maybe... At this time, they feel the Chinese culture is very important for them, so they come here to learn some Chinese music.
Snow in Springtime Sun, played by Pui Yuen Li on the Chinese pear-shaped lute, the pipa. While Mr. Li and his students in Los Angeles seem well-established, two Chinese musicians in New York City struggle to make a living playing and teaching traditional music. Sui Hang Lai is a master of Chinese flutes. Mrs. Lai plays the Chinese zither, the zheng.
Thank you.
Moonlight, River, Siu Hung Lai playing the bamboo flute Xiao, his wife Mui Hung Wong played the Chinese zither, the Zheng. The Xiao flute Mr. Lai played is related to the Japanese shakuhachi, but the cross-blown flute, Di Zi, is unique to China. Trip to Wusou shows off his breath control and agility on the Di Zi.
Thank you.
Trip to Wuzhou, played by Xiu Hang Lai of New York City. In April of 1983, mainland China sent the Hunan Flower Drum Dance Troupe to tour America. As the troupe passed through San Francisco Customs, one of the musicians slipped a handwritten note in English to the U.S. immigration official. The note said, "I beg political asylum. Please keep secret." A year later, Mr. Jiang Gang-chu works as a carpet installer in San Francisco. So far, he's had little opportunity to perform on his instrument, the sheng, or bamboo mouth organ.
第一个曲子, 小黄牛。
第三个曲子， 春江花月夜。 下一个曲子，喜羊羊，广东音乐。
二个曲子一路平安。
Zhang Gangchu, he can't return to China. His wife is still back there, and in the year since he left, his son has died. As a public defector from mainland China, he's in a legal limbo in this country. As a musician, he's in a professional limbo too, until he adjusts to his new life and reaches out to Chinese and non-Chinese here. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to comment or order a cassette, write Music in a New World, WPFW, 700 H Street Northwest, Washington, D.C. That's Music in a New World, WPFW, 700 H Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. I recorded Zhang Gangchu in the back room of the Lucky Star Carpet Company in San Francisco, Joey Wong manager. Mr. and Mrs. Lai, I recorded in the Parish Hall of St. Michael's Church in New York City. Post-production is at the Image Factory in Alexandria, Virginia. I'm Carl Signell. Won't you join me for the next edition of Music in a New World?
This program is produced by Carl Signell for WPFW, a Pacifica member station. Funds from the National Endowment for the Arts and from the L.J. and Mary C. Skaggs Foundation.